Today's daf is Peah Daf Mem Zayin, and we are in the fifth parak, Parak Gadish, and the Masechta Shiurim again are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to OU for all of their work in all aspects of Jewish life. And also today's shiur is sponsored by the Gershuni family, Lezecha Nishpas Rivka Bas Ephraim Leib Gershuni, whose 25th yard site is 11th of Nisan, and Lezecha Nishpas Moshe Ben David Gershuni, whose 43rd yard site was the 3rd of Nisan. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So we are on Memvav Mabez in the Mishnah. We're in the Mishnah. We discussed if the Balabayas goes from place to place, and he is an ani on the way, so then he is allowed to take what he needs, and when he gets back to the place, then he is able to enjoy the payah at the time. And there's a machlokas whether he has to pay when he gets back. Baba Kama. So what is this machlokas? Do you look at the here and the now? He had a heter to do it. He's an ani right now, or do you say that's temporary? He's really not an ani. He's an ashir. He has a difficult moment right now, so we'll allow him, but he's really not an ani. Right, so therefore, that seems to be the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar. And it's, again, similar. I alluded to an idea of Hutra and Dechuya. Just what was I referring to yesterday when I said that? Again, it's not exactly the same situation at all, but it's a little parallel. It's a little parallel, and that's the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Samach Mabez in the Bavli, where the Gemara talks about Ma'ol Hatzal Asav Mamon Chaveiro. Right, if somebody allowed to save their life, but Mamon Chaveiro, my life is in danger. The only way I can save my life is by stealing from you. Right, am I allowed to do that? David HaMelech, the Shaila was: is he allowed to hide in the stalks of the Plishtim? It was in order to save himself. Right, that was the question. Gedishim, or the stalks of the Jews, to hide himself from the Plishtim. Where is it? Amru. Gedishim de Saorim de Yisrael Havi, Vigdishim de Adashim de Plishtim. Vikomi Boyeluhu, Mau, sorry, where's the one I was looking for? Here, whether he could save himself, Mau, Gedishim de Adashim de Yisrael Havi, Mitamru Behu Plishtim. Right, and the question is, are you allowed to save himself? I'm sorry, it's the earlier one. I skipped the line. Here it is. Amar Gedishim disarmed the Yisrael Havi, the Havi Mitamri Plishtim Behu. The Plishtim were hiding in the Gedishim, in these big piles of the Jews. V'kamibolahu ma'olahatzal asmamon chaveiro. And the question that the David HaMelech was asking the Sanhedrin was, are you allowed to save yourself with the money of your friend? And that was the question. What is pikuach nefesh? What kind of shayla is this? Right? There's something in secular law called Heinz dilemma. Right? There's a secular law. If somebody's running after you to kill you, are you allowed to break into the pharmacy? Or let's say this case: my life's in danger and I need medicine, but the pharmacy's closed. Am I allowed to break into the pharmacy and steal the medicine in order to save my life? Is that ethical or not? Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him, and Shimon hides in my house. Reuven says, "Is Shimon in your house? Are you allowed to lie in order to save a person's life?" All these are these ethical issues. So the Gemara talks about whether usser or mutter lahatzal asmo mamon chaveiro. Says Tosfos, there's no shaila here about whether it's usser or mutter. You're obviously allowed to. The question is, do you have to pay back afterwards? Do you have to pay back afterwards? Because at the time, your life was in danger. Rashi and the Aruch Laner has a tshuva about this, where he seems to say, no. Usser or mutter. Might be usser lahatzal mamon chaveiro. Gezel is not one of the big three. There is a day in the Shiva Kubetz's Exubis which seems to have the big four. Gezel is one of them. But we don't paskin that way. But it seems like Rashi takes the Gemara literally about Aser Umutr Lahatal Asmo B'mamach Chaveiro. Rashi says, Hova Aser Lahatal Asmo B'mamach Chaveiro. So, according to Tosfos, though, which is Rov Rishonim, and that is, everybody agrees you're allowed to steal, you're allowed to break the glass, you're allowed to save your life. The question is, do you have to pay back afterwards? Meaning, because you had the heter at the moment, do we say, you had the heter, don't worry about it? Or do you say, no, you had a temporary allowance, but that doesn't mean that look at the big picture and you're gonna have to pay back afterwards. Yeah, that's a big topic, but it's a little parallel to our Mishnah here, where at the time, again, it's not as extreme, but at the moment, the person is allowed to take the payah because he's poor. The question is, does he have to pay back afterwards or not? So that's similar to that Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Samach Amabez, in the Bavli. Okay, so now let's get to the next Mishnah, Hamachlif. Says the Mishnah, Machlef Amaniyim. What happens if I am trading with the Aniyim? Hamachlef Imaniyim. Right, the Pnei Moshe says, Shenosein Tfua Operos La'ani. I give Tfua or fruit to the Ani. Bechilef Matnes Aniyim Shebiyado. Right, in the exchange for the Matnes Aniyim. He has, for some reason, he likes my oranges. Let's just say that. Let's say there's a matnas aniyim by oranges. So I'm going to give him some oranges, and he's going to give me his leket and shechacha. So the Mishnah says bishalo patru bishal aniyim chayef. So what he has been given, I just traded for the matnas aniyim. So what I have is patru for trubas and maestros because it's leket shechacha and peya. So what I have been given is patru, but what I gave to the ani is chayef. He has to realize that if he's switching with me, he wants my oranges, but he's going to have to take off Trumas and Maestras, just because what's the Chiddush? Right, you might have said that there's a status change, right, and now the fruit that I give him become like a Shechen and Peya. That was the Havamina. Like Meiser Shani could switch the status, and Hektish could switch the status, so maybe that was the Havamina. And the Mishnah says no. He says there's no status change. Right, Leket Shechen Peya is not a status in that way, it's all Chulin, if you switch, The fruit of the ani or the tfu of the ani still has a patur, and that's what I get. And the anis has a chiyuv. Good. Shnayim shekiblu asada barisus. If two people jointly take a field sharecropping barisus, we're each going to work in the field. I'm going to work and you're going to work. Says the Mishnah, zenotein lazeh chelko u meiser ani, v'zenosin lazechelko u meiser ani. So we know the rule is that you're not allowed to take your own meiser ani. If I'm an ani and this is the only field that I have, and I'm maaser the maaser ani, and I'm maaser the leket shicha, not maaser, I leave the leket and shicha, I can't take my own stuff. Even if I'm a poor person, I have to leave it for someone else. That's a special din that's learned out in the Gemara, right? The Mefarshim here, if you look again in the Pnei Moshe, he quotes the drasha of Chazal, lo telakate la'ani, right? It's lo telakate la'ani v'lager, but we have that phrase next to each other. So the Chazal darshan, do not gather la'ani, azhar la'ani al shalo, or the ani is not allowed to take from his own matanos. But the Mishnah here says that regarding Meiser Ani, allowed to be given to each other if they are jointly sharecropping a field. Why? Why? Because they jointly own it when the field is mechubar. So that's why they can't switch their leket shechen peya, which is all the obligation is when it's still attached. Meiser Ani, which we know is given in the third and the sixth year instead of the Meiser Sheni. So the Meiser Ani, though, the chiv is only once it is detached and split up. So at that time, each sharecropper has his own stuff. So if he has his own stuff, then he can give it to each other. Right? The leket and the shecha and the other manas aniyim, the chiyav was earlier. And therefore, that cannot be split up because it's as if I'm taking my own stuff. We jointly own everything. So if I take it, it's like I'm taking my own stuff. That's not allowed. But for the Meiser Ani is only, the chiyav of Meiser Ani is not when it's growing after it's split up, after I have the piles, right? Just like Truma. When we had Trumas and Maestros, when's the real chiv of Trumas and Maestros? After Meruach, after the gathering, after the Gmar Malacha. So Meiser Ani is similar to that. It's only later on. So later on, it's already split up, and therefore, we would be able to give each other the Meiser Ani. Good. Let's continue. Hamakabel saw deliksar. If somebody does not, what we have, we did the previous line, I'm sharecropping, I'm going to work the field, and I'm going to do everything in the field. What if I didn't get the field to work, I'm just going to harvest. That's the only job that I'm given. I'm given the job to harvest and not to do any other avoda. Hamakabel saw deliksar. I'm just going to harvest. So what's the halacha there? Asur baleka b'shichu b'peya. So then it's asur for me to take the leket shechel and peyo by Meiser Ani, or in the Meiser Ani either. We're going to explain this. Like, what's the difference? But I'm not allowed to take anything, because then that's the only avoda that I have. Am Rabbi Yehuda Emasai. Rabbi Yehuda says, when is this true? And Chazal tell us elsewhere that whenever Rabbi Yehuda says Emasai in the Mishnah, he's explaining. He's not arguing. He's explaining that to the previous shita, Emasai, when do we say this, that he's not allowed to take any portion? Right, when he gets a portion of the profits. He's a sharecropper and he gets a certain percentage. Because then he's the bialim. He's the bialim at the time that it grows. And he's, if I'm the owner, then I'm not allowed to take any of the matanos. Avalam amar lo. But if the owner said to him, shlish masha ata kotzer shelcha, a third, and the Gemara will explain this, but a third of what you harvest. Meaning it's only yours once you harvest. When it grows, it's not yours yet. So then, mutab lecha shecha v'peya. So then, I'm allowed to take lecha shecha and peya because it's not mine when it grows. As long as it's not mine when it grows, then that's not an isser of lo talake l'ani. But still v'aser b'maiser ani. But I'm still aser in the maiser ani in this case, and the Gemara will explain why that is. How does one give maiser ani today? You know, one is, one doesn't give maiser ani in the, if somebody has a farm. Right, so that doesn't have, but Maaser Ani is a specific form of staka, right? We have different, unique types of staka. We have general staka, but then we have Maaser Ksafim, and then we have Matanos Levyonim, and we have Maaser Ani, all specifics. So how does one give, Maaser Ani? So if you look in the new Menachas Asher that just came out, the new, five volume set on Chumash, the new expanded edition with 500 simanim. So if you look in Parshas Korach, he talks about haderach haru'uya biyameinu b'maiser ani. What's the proper derach? Vanira bazeh b'hanagala maisa. D'yesh lahaknos es ha-maiser ani bidrachim le'echad me'irgune ha-chesed. Hadoeg la'aniyim bi-Yisrael. Should give it to a chesed organization. Because the aniyim aren't waiting out at the edge of my banana field. Right, or of my tvua, they're not there anymore. So that's not how it works. As we said, leket shechen pei, if you remember, there are mitzvahs of aziva, and they're not left in the field anymore, because aniyim aren't there. And there's no mitzvah to leave it if the aniyei Yisrael aren't going to get it. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says, we don't leave it nowadays. Maaser ani, though, is given. Maaser ani is given, but the aniyim don't want my grain. Right, they'll go and buy pita from the store. So they don't want my grain. So how do I fulfill Maaser Ani? So I have to take that amount, whatever Maaser Ani is, and give it to one of the chesed organizations. U'machalek lahem tzorchem u'machzoram. And that organization will give out all the needs. V'kivin shebarer shehovalos hapri ichsuno v'chalukoso la'aniyim. And since we know that the taking and the moving and the bringing, the distributing and the storage and the giving out to the aniyim, doresh ma'arech gadol va'atzum v'otzos atzumos. It's a tremendous amount of expenses to be able to ship it and to give it out. Anan sadi, it's known, it's obvious. Denichalu aniyim shapri macher b'chazara l'mashakim shebeperoseim hufresh ha'maiser. It's obvious that aniyim don't need these fruit and vegetables and tvua. Just give them the money. Give them the money and switch the, or just have a parallel. As we said before, it's not a status, but switch the value. And in that way, the aniyim will be happy and we will be able to, fulfill the mitzvah. So that's, maaser ani b'yameinu. But again, our Mishnah says that in a case where a person says that you can have a shlish, whatever you cut, you're allowed to take the lekashik lepeya, because then it's not his bishas chibur, but aser b'maaser ani. So we'll have to see exactly why Maaser Ani is different in that case. We continue. Tani Avu Bano Ishu Krovo Shnei Achim Shnei Shutfin. If you have a father and a son, or a person and his relative, two brothers or two partners, Podin Zelaze Maaser Sheni. They're allowed to be poda each other's Maaser Sheni. So now we're going to Maaser Sheni. What's Maaser Sheni? Remember all the years of Maaser Sheni, I give Truma to the Kohen, Maaser Rishon to the Levi. Maaser Sheni, I bring up to Yerushalayim. But it could be that too much of a schlep. So I can't bring all these fruits. So I switch the Kedusha onto money. And then I can eat the fruit wherever I am. And the money I have to bring up to Yerushalayim. But the halacha is that if I, the owner, I'm poded my own Maaser Sheni, then I have to add on a chomesh, what we call 25%. But I have to add on a chomesh, I have to add on a fifth to the value. So that's why many people were hesitant to be poded. They don't want to add on. Rep Maaser Sheni is enough of an expense. So they'll get somebody else to be poded. Why? Because if somebody else is poded, it's not their own, so then they don't have to add on a fifth. They don't have to add on the Chomesh. So, they used to get different people, but, you know, sometimes you can't go to a stranger, but says the Braisa, that if it's not you, even if it's a father and a son who, again, is not supported by the father, relatives, brothers, so they can be poed to each other's Meister Sheni, that's called two different people. The Ras Sirlio says, don't say, Kamash Balan, Delo Amrinan Harayu Kagufo. Don't say, Achiv Kagufo. Or Krovo Kigufo, Shahari U Ohavo, because he's good friends with him. Umazona Sama Kabbalah, and he gets food from him. Velav Acher Ninu Lagabe, and he's not an Acher. Fahari Hu Kamisha Pitehu Atmo, it's like he does it himself. Don't say that. Don't say all that. It's not Kigufo. It's not Kigufo in these cases. We'll get back to that. Let's just continue first. Venostin Zelazem, Iserani. And also, this is why this is here, and they could also give each other Iserani. They're not considered the same person. If a father owns a field, he could give his son Meiser Ani, if his son is an Ani, or his relative. Reb Yudin though says, Tavo Me'era, we have that Lashon Chazal sometimes, it's terrible, Tavo Me'era, there should be a curse, Lemishu Nosin Love Meiser Ani. If you give your father Meiser Ani, you know, that's terrible. Meaning, invite your father for lunch, right? Invite your father for Shabbos, right? Don't give him, go give him your tztaka, right? The Rechaganevsky here says, Mebnesha Nosin Lo Derech Bizayon. Right, it's disgraceful. You give him the Meiser Ani, it's not appropriate to give Meiser Ani. To make him feel good, make him more comfortable. He doesn't deserve the Meiser Ani. Good. Stop there. Amru Minayin. How do you know this? That the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, how do you know that it's terrible? Because Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to add in a few words, that only if they're both Anihim, then you could give. Shim hayu shneim aniim. That's where it's okay. But if one is an usher, one's an ani, and one's giving meiser ani, then it's not appropriate. It's tavo me'era in that case. Good. So which case, which law, which relationship is not listed here? Right? All these, avo b'no ishu krovo, all of them, you give each other meiser ani. Because that's not kigufo. Meaning, ishto is not on the list. Right? Because ishto would be kigufo. Ishto would be kagufo. Again, ishto kagufo is a halachic principle that applies in Hilchas Edus and elsewhere. Sometimes we find ishto kagufo used in unusual circumstances. In unusual halachas, just to quote two, where it's used in unusually. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan and Hilchas Shabbos, the Aruch HaShulchan discusses the Shulchan Aruch HaZimin Reish Nun. Shulchan Aruch HaZimin Reish Nun says that we're supposed to prepare physically, personally for Shabbos, right? The Gemara quotes these Amoraim that salted the fish, that prepared the meat. They did everything themselves to get ready for Shabbos. At the language of the Shulchan Aruch is Yishtadel. A person should try himself in order to get ready for Shabbos. So the Aruch HaShulchan, this is not normative or advised. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, so why is it that many men aren't getting ready for Shabbos and there's only the women in the house? Right? So the answer is that the men should be getting ready for Shabbos in our day and age. And they should be involved in the kitchen. But I guess in Nevardic 130 years ago, it wasn't always the case. Right? So how do you understand? So says the Aruch HaShulchan, V'af hu ein kavaraso l'chiv gomer, shari rabim ugdolim ein osim ba'atzman, v'od b'shas sham chashiv. It's very unusual. The Gemara lists off those who did it themselves. Mashma that most people didn't do it themselves. That's not the impression you get from the Gemara. You get from the Gemara is that the Gemara is quoting two examples of the Rabbanim who do it themselves. Not that they're the only ones, but even these rabbis did it themselves, and therefore everybody should do it themselves. It was a very different reading than the Aruch HaShulchan has here. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, you quote these two rabbis, so it must be that they did Hiddur Mitzvah. They did Hiddur Mitzvah. Again, it doesn't sound like Hiddur Mitzvah. Doesn't sound like away from the Rambam or from the Shulchan Aruch. But anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan then says, V'yetzleinu nishoseinu ososu mechinos ba'atzman l'kavet Shabbos v'ishto kugufo. Right, that's the Ishto, a very unusual context of Ishto kugufo, but that's the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Reish Nun in Hilchas Shabbos. The other place to mention, this one is more of a minug in certain circles, and that is in Hilchas Chanukah. In Hilchas Chanukah, where the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and the Achronim quote, right, Hilchas Chanukah, right, is one of the three mitzvahs that Afin Oyboso Anes, women are Chayavos and Neiros Chanukah, and Dalakosos and Mikra Megillah. And the minhag developed in various circles that married women don't light their own Chanukiah, don't light their own menorah. So where did that come from? They drink their own Dalakosos, they have to hear the Megillah, right? So why is it? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Taf Resh Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Tes, Yeish Omer, that everybody lights their own Chanukiah, like we Paskin like the Ashkenazim, Paskin like the Rambam, not like Tosfos, right? One of the unusual cases that we light, everybody lights many different Chanukiyot, and Mishnah Berurah quotes, Levad Meishto, Tehiku Gufo. Everybody lights, except for the wife. Mishnah Kagufa, the later on, the Mishnah Berurah says in Tafrei Giant, hey, Shein Tfilos La'anashim, unclear where this minhag developed, but that's the minhag. It's the minhag in many places that women, married women, don't light their own menorah. Again, Ishto Kagufa. But that's not on the list here. Ishto Kagufa is not, Isha is not on the list, because that is Kagufa. And therefore, if a wife is Podeh, my Maiser Sheni, then she has to hit on a Chomesh, because that would be Kagufa. Okay. We continue. Am Rabbi Yehuda v'chulu. So Rabbi Yehuda said, what did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah? That usually, if I have a sharecropper, he cannot take the leket shechen peah. But if I tell him only a third of what he's going to cut is his, then he's allowed to. So he asked the Gemara, ma bein ola kad mesa. What's the difference between the two cases? So ela l'kishetik sar shlish, hari hi shalcha. It means, it will only be yours at that time. It'll only be yours after you cut it. So therefore, at the time that it's mechuber, it's not yours yet. So that's why the leket shekel and the peah can be given, because that is, at that time, it's not going to be his. Good. So now the Gemara goes back to something we had earlier, back on Daf Chav Gimel. Back on Daf Chav Gimel, we had a Mishnah that said, if I cut half my field, and then I sell the other half. Right, what was the halacha there? The lokeach, the buyer, has to give the payah. Because that's the assumption. When I cut half my field, the payah is still in the part I didn't cut. So if I sold the second half, the payah is in there. So the payah, the buyer has to give the payah. Is the buyer allowed to give the payah to the seller? Right? If the seller is an ani, is the buyer allowed to give the payah to the seller? The Gemara had the suffix about that. Again, I cut half my field, I sold the other half, so now the buyer has to give the payah from that field, from the other half. Is he allowed to give it to me? Is he allowed to give it to the seller? If the seller is an ani, that was a suffik in the Gemara, on daf chav dalet. So now, Rabbi Chiya Barbun is trying to prove that from our Gemara, from our Mishnah. Again, what was the question there? Somebody had shaychus to that field, but once I sold it, the Gemara says, it's you have the chiyav of payah, so maybe you can give it to me. So here, it's kind of similar, because there's a sharecropper in the field, and the owner is going to try to give the leket shechem peah to the sharecropper, who also has some type of connection to this field. So can you prove it? So Amr Bichi Barbun, Hada Amra, this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda proves to us, Shamocher Zachai Bepeah, Shimateres HaSomrim, that the seller could get it. Right, just like over here, the owner could give it to the sharecropper, so too earlier in the suffix that we had, the buyer could give it to the seller. The buyer give it to the seller, right? Do we say just as the balabayas could give it to the kablan, so too the buyer could give it to the seller? So the Gemara says, who says those are similar? Amar Yosi Barbun, no. It's a big difference between the two. Taman is chayva sadeh b'shuso. In the earlier case, it was my field. Everything grew in my field, and then I sold it. So that's a real question. Could he give it to me? Well, it grew in my field. Bramhacha here, Lonas Chayvas Adei Abershu. So here the sharecropper never owned it. The sharecropper never had any connection to it. So if I say to the sharecropper, it's yours once you cut it, okay. So that could work, but that doesn't prove anything about the earlier case where it grew in his rishus. Okay, so we can't prove from our Mishnah to the Mishnah earlier on Daf Chav Gimel. So now we get back to our Mishnah. So even Rabbi Yehuda, who said in this sharecropping case, what was the last line of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda says that if you say it's yours once you cut it, you can give him the leket shechem and the peah. But you can't give him the Maaser Ani. You can't give him the Maaser Ani. Why is that? So now we're explaining that. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nagri, Shan Yehi Beleket Shechem Peah. Leket Shechem Peah are different than Maaser Ani. Shehein Ba'aziva. Because the manas aniyam, the mitzvah is to leave them. What does that mean? The mitzvah is when it's still attached. The mitzvah is when it's mechubar. So that is why when the owner says, it's yours once it's cut, he's allowed to take the leket shechem and the peah. Because he wasn't an owner. He didn't own it when it was attached. Maaser ani though, when's the chiyuv of maaser ani? After it's cut. So, and I'm telling him, it's his when it's cut. So that's why he can't take the Maaser Ani, because that, the Chiyuv is only, later, after it is detached and in his Rishus. You see at the bottom of the Pnei Moshe? Avamaiser ani ein chiyuvo ba'aziva b'shas hakatzir. El alacher kach. The mitzvah isn't to leave it, but afterwards b'shashenasa tavel amaisrus. Once it's tevel, once there's gemar malacha, then you have to get chumas and maisrus and maiser shein risa maiser ani. It's part of that group. V'yachshav zachu b'chalko. So maiser ani is interesting because maiser ani is also one of the ma'anas aniyim. Right, but it is only mechuyev later on, along with the matnas kahuna. Right, the other matnas aniyim are chayev in the field when it's mechuber, the lekach shikha and the peya. But meiser ani is kind of in two worlds. It's in the stucco world, the matnas aniyim world, but it's also in the world of chumas and meisers because it is meiser. It is meiser. It takes the place of meiser sheni twice in 2 years. So that's why it straddles the fence of these two. Of these two worlds. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah Lachahei, Hamocher Sadeyu, if somebody sells their field before it's harvested, Hamocher Mutter Valokei Chaser, so the seller is Mutter, we'll have to see what Mutter is, but here, we'll already foreshadow, he's allowed to take the Lekashik on the payout, because he sold it before Ketzira. Again, when is the Chiyiv? When it's Mechubar, but at the time that you're harvesting it, at the time they're harvesting it, you have to leave it. As we said. So if somebody sells the field before anything is harvested, so then he, the seller, is allowed to take the lekach shikha and peya, v'lokeach aser, but the buyer is aser, because now it's owned by the buyer at the time of the harvesting. The Rambam says, even if he didn't do a full kinyan yet, even if he didn't pay for it yet, question is where the Rambam got that from, but even if he didn't pay for it yet, he borrowed money, the Rambam says, still, it is belongs to the buyer. Next, lo yiskar adam es poal amanashi ilakaki beno acharav. A person shouldn't make a tnai with a worker that the worker's son will collect the leket that falls. Right, I'm going to have a worker in my field, and whatever falls is going to go to the worker's son. But then the worker might leave some more leket than needed. So that's why if you don't make a tnai and the son just happens to go and he's an ani, then okay. But you can't make this arrangement. You can't make this arrangement because the Pnei Moshe also says, because if you do this, the worker will probably charge you less. He'll probably charge you less because he'll be able to leave more leket. And therefore, that's not fair. Shal Yedei Kain, the Pnei Moshe says, HaPoel Menache Lo Menaschiris, the Poel will decrease from the payment, V'nim Sopreyachovo Mishalaniyim. And therefore, it comes out that you are, you know, making money, you're paying less. And because basically for the balance of the leket, you're not allowed to pay and gain through the leket. If somebody does not allow aniyim to collect the leket, or you only let certain aniyim get in, or you help one of them, basically if you're not equal and you're not balanced and you choose some aniyim over the other, you're losing the whole point of the matnas aniyim. Matnas aniyim means it's an aziva. You leave it for them. It's not a nesina that you choose. You have to leave it for them. And therefore, if you're involved at all, hariza goes las aniyim, you're stealing from the aniyim. Alzanemar al tasek vol olim, that is going against the borders of the olim. Who are the olim? So we'll have to see. The olim is a reference here to the poor, as we will see. Gemar masnisa. What's the Mishnah talking about? That if you sell the field, then the seller is mutter. Bishamachalo sadeh uvakamasa. If you sold everything while it's still standing. Right? Aval im machalo kama v'shir lo sadeh. But if you sold some of the standing, but you kept some of it also. You kept some of the field also. So Eitzel ze ani kari sadcha, Eitzel ze ani kari kitzircha. Then neither of them can take the manas aniyim because they each have a connection to the field. And therefore, even the mocher would not be able to take the matnas aniyim. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a machlokas with the prichadash on Mishnayis. What about the meiser ani in this case? The leket shikha and the payout cannot be taken. Fine. But the meiser ani, he isn't sure about it. He quotes from the Pri Chadash, Mistaver de Meiser Ani Amocher Mutterbo, Dein Chiyuvo El Achar Katsir. Right, as we said, Meiser Ani, the Chiyuv is only after it's detached, and then it's already only the buyer. Lanias Daiti, the Kivagar is not sure. Lo Mashma came Milashna Rambam. He doesn't think that the Rambam makes that Chiluk in this context. Good. Lo Yiskar de Mechulu, Im Asa Kain, you shouldn't hire a person on condition that his son is going to collect the leket, and if you did it, Ariza Gozal Asaniyim, that's stealing. Balabayish Asakin, Ariza Gozal Asaniyim. A Balabayis who does this is stealing from the Aniyim. And Pol Shasakin, Ariza Gozal Balabayis. And a Poel, the worker who does this, is stealing from the Balabayis, because he's going to leave more leket. if he knows that his son is going to be collecting, he's going to happen to drop more than the average. Ula aniyim, azanemar altasikvul olim, rabir mivir b'yosef, chad omer. What does olim mean? How does olim mean aniyim? Elu ole Mitzrayim. Olim are those who came up from Mitzrayim. The Jews that came up from Mitzrayim and need the grain, that's olim. The charana amar, the other person says, elu sheyardu minichseyim. Those that go up, that's a euphemism. It means that's those that went down, that have no money. Right, it doesn't mean those that go up. It means those that go down. Lasamya, similar to lasamya, like to a blind person, sagi nahoraya, like we call the blind person able to see. Right, so it's a euphemism in terms of olim. So olim is either olim Mitzrayim or a euphemism for those that went down from their nechasim. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, once we're darshaning, related to the aniyim, va'aniyim merudim tavi bayis. The aniyim that are traveling around, bringing them into your house. Amar Rabbi Yavin, Masita Kin, if you bring the aniyim into your house, ma'alani alecha kilu evesa bikurim lebesa migdash. It's as if you're bringing the bikurim into the base of migdash. Ne'amar kan tavi. It says tavi by bikurim. I'm sorry, it says tavi here by the bringing the aniyim in. V'ne'amar la'alan, reish bikurim mascha, tavi beis Hashem alokecha. It says by bikurim to bring them in. So I have to think about, interesting, what is the connection between bringing the aniyim into your house and bringing bikurim to the base of migdash, both recognizing HaKadosh Baruch who's in charge. Interesting, what exactly is the connection between the two? Okay, I guess we'll stop here by the Mishnah, and we'll get into Shichacha. Next Mishnah starts the world of Shichacha, the next section of our Masechta. Okay, we'll stop here.